Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Rhonda? Thank you. First question, are you of Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin?
None.
Thank you. May I ask your race? Do you identify as white, Black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
White.
White. Okay, thank you. Next question. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade and below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree?
High school diploma.
High school diploma, thank you very much. Are you a registered voter in Ohio, or like many people, you're not registered?
Registered.
Thank you very much. As you may know, in 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues. Local offices in Columbus, like mayor, city council, and local levies, how likely are you to vote in November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I'll vote.
I'm sorry?
I'll vote.
Thank you very much. That will be certainly vote.
Pardon me?
That will mean that you are almost certain that you will vote?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read a list of issues. Please select three. They are the most important to you. Number one, jobs and economy. Two, crime and violence. Three, legalizing marijuana. Four, city budget and spending. Five, education. Six, transportation. Seven, health care. Eight, access to abortion. Nine, racial inequity. 10, property taxes. 11, criminal justice reform. 12, housing. Any of those?
Jobs.
Okay. What else? Crime and violence.
The economy.
The economy. Okay, thank you. Anything else? Education, transportation, healthcare, access to abortion, racial inequity, property taxes, criminal justice reform, housing.
Healthcare.
Healthcare? Thank you so much. Next question. Now we'd like you to rate your feelings about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of these people or groups, please indicate so. Nancy Day Ocker.
I don't know them.
Never heard of them, okay. Emmanuel yeah. Remy.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Andrew Ginther.
Don't know him.
Oh, Shannon Harden.
Don't know him.
The Columbus City Council.
Don't know him.
Don't know. The Columbus Police.
I don't know them.
Louis Gill.
Don't know them.
Melissa Green.
Don't know them.
Adrian Hood.
Don't know them.
Zach Klein.
Don't know them.
Chris Weich.
Don't know them.
Farhan Jetty.
Don't know him.
Nick Bankston.
Don't know him.
Thank you very much. Next question. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? First one, I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council could go in a new direction. Two, I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue to work and they can continue to do the work they've been doing. Which one, first one or second one?
Second one, I don't know.
Second one, thank you. In November's election for Columbus City Council, if November elections for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Dayocker, Louis Gill? Will you vote for either one of those?
I don't even know.
Okay. What about if you had to choose between Nancy Ocker and Louis Gill randomly? Which
Nancy.
Okay.
Ocker. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty randomly?
I don't know either one of them.
Okay, so you are undecided then.
Right.
Okay, but if you had to choose one of them, Nick Bankston, Farhan Jetty?
Nick, I reckon.
Nick Bankston. Okay, thank you so much. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood? Randomly as well.
I don't know the first one. I don't know either one of them.
Okay. But you will go for the first one you said, Emmanuel Remy?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for that candidate. Oh, my God. Come on. Forty-nine percent.